This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, with that, we turn our attention, I believe, Ken, to the National Football League. We're done with the NBA, right? No more thoughts?
We're very done, yeah.
Yeah, it's only about 19 bets that I'd combine between the two of us on the NBA, yeah. In between side total and props. Okay, so we move now to the National Football League, which, in case you've been living under a rock, has been pretty fruitful for us here on You Bet or You Bet. So I am very, very excited to give our bets out for this game, Ken, because as I have referenced several times, and as people have noted correctly on social media, we're on fire right now in the NFL. Winning lots of bets. Our reads are spot on here. And this is actually, and I'm not just saying this, saying this to sell, like, obviously, like, you're not paying for these picks, so I don't mean, like, sell, like, monetarily, but, like, to sell, like, you gotta listen up here. I actually said this last week. This is my favorite pick of the entire week. Emanates from tonight's game, Monday Night Football. So right now at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, Seattle is up to a 1.5-point road favorite. So Seattle minus 1.5 on the road at the football team. The total here is 47. Now, I hope you listened last week when Ken and I both said, like, hey, Washington's favorite right now. This is not how the game's going to close likely here. So maybe look to grab Seattle at +1 or +1.5 while you have the chance. That chance no longer exists. Seattle is now a 1.5-point favorite. It looks like about close to minus 110 each way. I don't think this line's going to move at any time soon, at least, pending like a major bet. So anything for you, Ken, on the side here, Seattle laying 1.5 on the road at the football team.
Yeah, I mean, you and I both talked about this a while ago, that Seattle, we like Seattle in this game. So the good news is, like, you know, people didn't get in on the 1.5. Like, you haven't lost a ton. Man, the game plans won. Tough spot. I think the really interesting thing for me in this game...
Let's play money line then, right? If people are nervous about that.
Depends on the price. Like, I don't want to pay a lot for the one. You know, like, if I'm seeing, like... It, honestly, even if I have to pay 8 cents or 10 cents, I don't really... In this game, I don't really want the one. But for just to get to my analysis of the game, I know we're kind of running up against it a little bit. We got to do props and everything. Seattle is a bet for me tonight. Seattle at the current numbers would be a bet. I have a little bit of a better number. That's fine. I think this game represents kind of a switch flip, for the Seahawks down. Like, if we consider the games that they've played since Russell Wilson returned from injury, and I know it's been tough to kind of parse through some of this stuff. Like, there's been injuries and COVID things and everything, and he's only been back for a short amount of time. If we use that rating that we brought into that Packers game, that the Russell Wilson return game, the rating for the Seahawks would put them as an astronomical favorite in this game if we use that rating. And remember, as bad as they looked, as much as they got shut out by the Packers 17-0 in that game, closed a 3-point underdog at Lambeau Field, and now they're 1 against Washington, who has a much worse home field advantage than the Packers do at Lambeau Field. So it's not that it's like a sure thing Seattle wins. It's just that I think we've seen the switch flip on them down and see them be really, really strongly devalued because of the couple performances since Wilson has returned. The rating that we used for that Packers game, where they're nowhere near that right now in the market, I think that creates an opportunity. Not that they're definitely going to win, just that I think you really are getting a valuable price on a team. Again, like 2 weeks ago, 3 against Aaron Rodgers at their place, and now they're going to be basically a pick against Washington. I mean, really wild to see how it's turned. Again, whenever we have a switch flip one way or the other, we try to play against that move or against how the team's being over or undervalued. To me, that means a play on Seattle tonight. That's my bet.
Yeah, I can't say it enough. I love the Seahawks tonight. I said it last week. I said it during P squared, B squared. I made the game 3.5 for Seattle. I do think there's some subjectivity involved with kind of like the making of a number or like who you like in this game, because people that like Washington are just going to say, well, Russ stinks. He's not healthy. And the Seahawks are packing it in, and it's the end of the Pete Carroll era. I think, are you ready for it, Ken? Russell Wilson, he's not standing up because he's sitting on a big performance.
And it's not a small performance.
It's a
it's not even a regular size performance.
And you know, it's not even a big performance. Some would say a big ass performance.
It's a monster performance. It's gonna monster scare small children. Yep,
yeah, I like Seattle big in this game. So listen, if you're coming in late to the party, I also have like sports betting minutes running like the entire weekend. Like love Seattle in the game. So, like if you're like coming in now, like oh let me bet the game. I would still lay 1.5.
Wait, you like Seattle? How come nobody told me?
So I think Seattle's likely to win this game by 3 or more, but like, do not come to Ken or I and be like, hey, like you said Seattle 1.5 and they won by 1. That's your bad, buddy. Not ours. Sorry.
Well, and I'll do this real quick. Just, I know you really like Seattle, and I know, that you're confident about the bet. For people that have been like winning a lot of money with us this year or whatever, like, because Nick and I are very confident in one game, yes, that isn't like go all in on this game because they say they like Seattle. Like, I do this all the time now because I used to get messages all the time where it's like, well, he said he loved that team. And it's like, just, if you size every bet the same, you will not have this difficulty. And like, yes, as you determine what edges should be greater and less, you can change your bet sizing. But to start out with, like, we're selling you, basically. Like, we really like this. We want to tell you about it. We want to do the show and tell you about the bet that we made that we really like tonight. But it's the same size as the other bets, man. Like, that's all it is. Just, it's us liking it just means it's a bet instead of not a bet. That's all that it means, basically. Yeah. So just, you know, Monday night, I feel like sometimes people could be prone to like an all-in shove because the season's been going so well. And oh my God, they sound like they love this game. Like, we're not trying to build that level of confidence. It's just a bet versus not a bet. That's all we're doing here.
100%. So Ken and I both on the Seattle Seahawks tonight. Any play for you on the total, which currently sits at 47?
If I had to bet it, I would bet the over. I think if I had to bet the game, I mean, just Seattle's defense up to this point, Washington's defense, which has improved slightly, but really like still down guys. I just feels like the game's more likely to get loose than anything. I don't want to bet it though.
I kind of have a final score in my head of 30-17, which is 47. So no play for me on the total, and Seattle obviously wins,
which is 47.
Yeah. Which happens to be 47. Okay. You bet. Brilliant BetQL Network, Magnificent Football Monday, Power Hour, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. Overnight's coming up in about 10 minutes. The season debut of Overnight's here. It's that time of the night, but for now it is time, Jake Hassan, for the Prop King to descend down from thy royal throne, to traipse across thy royal purple velvety carpet and go over to the balcony to stare down upon you, the peasants, the listeners and the viewers. You might be thinking, man, Prop King, you're a bigger D-bag than usual today. You're calling us peasants. We're trying to find a place to watch and listen to the show. We love the bets. You're still peasants though, but that's okay, peasants, because we are going to fill up those proverbial coffers with rupees, with gil, and with other fictional video game currency you'd like to roll with. It is now Prop King time for Monday Night Football, Seahawks in Washington on You Better You Bet.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos.
That's me.
All hail King Kostos.
Still me.
All hail King Kostos.
Once again, me. We do have some news as it concerns the Washington football team that may impact props. Curtis Samuel and Logan Thomas, both expected to play tonight for the football team. Both had been on injured reserve. You might be asking yourself, Curtis Samuel, he signed with Washington? Yeah, for like a pretty big deal in the offseason and has barely played this season. But Samuel going to be active tonight for Washington. Ron Rivera saying both he and Logan Thomas, tight end, will both be on a pitch count. Who knows what the hell that means. To the props for tonight. Should I just get to it? Like, why don't you just tell me the plays that you like? Okay, I will.
Yeah, go ahead,
I want to play.
That's all.
I want to play both quarterback over rushing yard props tonight.
Ooh,
all lines okay. Courtesy of Bet Rivers. Taylor Heinicke, I feel like, is always a kind of a candidate to get loose running the football. I feel like it's like his best attribute, honestly, and that's not to say he's not good throwing the football sometimes. He really has
moxie a second, probably. It's like rushing yards and then moxie,
grit. Basically. Grit. Yeah.
Big grit guy. Big grit guy.
I like grits just in general. It's like a breakfast food. Taylor sure. Heinicke, over 18 and a half rushing yards. Ken, I think this is, you know, like how Stella got her groove back. I think this is how Russell got his groove back tonight. I think this is a huge Russell Wilson performance. Russell Wilson, over 15 and a half rushing yards. So both quarterback over rushing yards. So we move to the receiving props for tonight. This is a bit of a gut feel by me here, because I think the numbers are where they need to be, honestly. Like, I can't be like,
over
well,
on
Tyler
everybody.
Lockett. Well, I can't be like Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf should actually be lined 80. They shouldn't. They're both lined right. 66 and a half. That's both right. I am kind of the opinion, again, that Russell Wilson, once again, not standing but sitting on a big performance. So Lockett, over 66 and a half receiving yards. Metcalf, over 66 and a half receiving yards. Now, I want to play Terry. What do you think here with Curtis Samuel back in the lineup on a pitch count? Is that kind of like, are we less bullish on McLaurin, like more bullish on McLaurin? It's 66 and a half for Scary Terry, and it's a bad Seattle secondary. I kind of want to play this over also.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't let Samuel deter you. I mean, if anything, it's decoy. Anytime this happens with a player that comes back like this, it's almost always overblown and almost always. I'm not saying it's having a reaction on McLaurin, like that his number's reflecting it, but I wouldn't be afraid to play the over just because, like, Samuel's now kind of around.
Well, it's like, what did Kevin McAllister say in Home Alone? I'm not afraid anymore. You hear me? I'm not afraid. Terry McLaurin, over 66 and a half receiving yards. Two anytime touchdown props for your betting pleasure tonight. Number one, Jarrett Patterson is Washington's, like, is Antonio Gibson's, like, main backup, like McKissick's the pass catcher. Patterson, two carries in the red zone last week. How about a little Jarrett Patterson plus 750 anytime touchdown? And here's one that's going to blow your mind. The Seattle Seahawks at round two of the NFL draft this past April selected Dwayne Eskridge, D. Eskridge, a diminutive wide receiver out of a small school that's eluding me at the moment, maybe Central or Western Michigan, one of the directional schools in Michigan. He's small, but he's super fast, and he's off IR now, and he's starting to eat into Freddie Swain's playing time as the third wide receiver for Seattle. I'm trying to get ahead of the De'Eskridge situation in Seattle because I like him a lot as the third receiver here for Russell Wilson. I think he catches a long one tonight. Hopefully it's a touchdown. De'Eskridge plus 700 anytime touchdown. On the other side, it's that time of the night.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.